coming up on episode number 484. Steve, Keith, Dan, Dylan, Jenny, who are all these people? They're people who've requested the songs that you're going to hear on tonight's episode of Coverville, which we're going to wrap up with Tina and Trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's July 13th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to the All Request Style Show. Basically, you email me, you call me, you send carrier pigeon, whatever. Tell me what it is you want to hear, and I put it on the show for you. Tonight, we're going to start things off with a request from Brian in Westminster, Colorado. Suggested this track and was a little concerned that if I play it, I might have to issue a warning beforehand because of the foul language contained therein. I don't usually censor the music I play on the show. Usually I do, you know, trying to give you some sort of warning to say, hey, the next song's got some foul language in it. You may want to jump ahead 3 minutes. In this case, because I want you to hear it, even if you are shy, even if you do shy away from the blue language. So I went through and did a little bit of editing. I don't think it will distract you from the song too much, and I think it's an excellent cover. It's a perfect one for this summer, for everybody who may be going out on a road trip or on a vacation or maybe even staying home in one of those newfangled staycations. It's by Latex Generation, and it starts off with a little moose.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry!
What?
Front should have told you. I got a feeling called a blue, losing for baby's sake.
I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you, she'd got the kind of loving. Lord, I'd love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow. I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. That's what's the matter with me. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal, but she don't care about me. Oh, well, I tried and I tried just to keep her satisfied, but she just would not stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called a blues. It's my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, 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 that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She do me, she do you, she's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow. But I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm a lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
That is Frank Ifield with a track called Lovesick Blues. I'm coming in really loud there. Hold on a second. Let's turn me down just a touch. Frank Ifield from his 1990 collection Best of Frank Ifield with a song called Lovesick Blues. Now, when you don't get a cover, when you don't realize how sad a song should be performed and you do a cover that is so joyous and happy... It belongs on the show, for sure. That was a request by Keith from West Hollywood, California. He actually pointed that out to me as well, about how happy sounding a song it is for such a sad topic. Keith Ifield is an Australian singer, songwriter, and yodeler. Before that, you heard Latex Generation from their 1998 Boys Rock album with a cover of Lindsey Buckingham's Holiday Road, of course, the theme song to the movie Vacation. And I can't think of any other covers where they've used snippets from the movie that the original song came from as part of the cover. Kind of an interesting combination there, but seems to really work there. And, you know, Moose Outside should have told you. Coverville is sponsored by Audible.com. A bunch of great books that you can get, audiobooks. If you're already listening to a podcast, you're already 90% of the way there to listening to audiobooks. And if you don't have a subscription or a membership to Audible, now is the perfect time to get one, because you can get a free one from Coverville, a free month to try it out and see what you think. All you have to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville or click on the link or the banner on the coverville.com page or show notes, and it'll let you sign up for a free account where you can download a book, try it out, see what you think, and if you like it, stick with the service. If not, you can discontinue at any time. Some great stuff that just recently came out. Dean Koontz's brand new album, Odd Hours. David Baldacci's The Whole Truth, The Host by Stephanie Meyer. Harlan Coben, Hold Tight. I love Harlan Coben. James Patterson and Howard Ruffin's Sail. And if you're more into the nonfiction, then Scott McClellan's book, What Happened, is on there, as well as things like The Miracle at Speedy Motors. David Sedaris, a great, great comedy writer. Again, you know, all these are available on audible.com, and you can try any one of them for free just by signing up through coverville.com. Remember, audiblepodcast.com/coverville, or click on the link in the show notes or on the banner on top of the website. Well, Steve in Greensboro, North Carolina suggested this one, and it's one I played way back on episode number 216, which I think was a David Bowie cover story. It's a cover of Modern Love performed by the Last Town Chorus from their 2006 album Wire Waltz. It's such a beautiful rendition, I decided to play it again for Steve because he asked me so nicely. Here's David Bowie's Modern Love performed by the Last Town Chorus.
Walks beside
Well, I started off the show with Lindsey Buckingham's Holiday Road. How about a little bit more Lindsey Buckingham there with his most recent contribution to Fleetwood Mac? What Makes You Think You're the One from the Say You Will album that came out a couple years ago? That is the Twilight Singers from their 2004 album She Loves You with a cover of that. The version there now, the Twilight Singers is Greg Dulli's newest project. I don't know if there's something he's done since then, but he was a member of, or lead singer with the Afghan Whigs, and when he left that band, he started up the Twilight Singers. That was a request by DeLynn. DeLynn suggested that one. Great idea. And then before that, you heard Modern Love by The Last Town Chorus going out to Steve in Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, from now until middle of August, if you're not going to the Coverville 500 show, or maybe you are, but you do want to make a contribution to the show, and maybe you've thought about donating to Coverville in the past, and I do thank you for your donations, those of you who have donated, now is a great time to do it, because between now and August 15th, when I do Coverville 500 in Las Vegas, you can make a donation of $30 or more using the PayPal link on the right side of Coverville, and I will send you a DVD box set or DVD set of the first 500 episodes of Coverville. It'll be a DVD dual layer. It looks like it's going to be three discs. I did the math earlier this week, and it looks like it's all going to fit on three DVDs. Great collection if it's something, if you enjoy the show and you want to catch up on episodes you may have missed. That's a great way to catch up. Coverville 500, of course, taking place in Las Vegas. Maybe you can make it out to that. You get Richard Cheese, Jonathan Colton, Chance and the Choir, Natalie Gelman, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, all hosted by Dan Klass from The Bitterest Pill. Details on that you can find at coverville500.com. Our next request goes out to Jenny, who suggested a song that, okay, I've played my fair share of covers on the show of this song. However, I really, really like this version. She, you know, also acknowledged the fact that I've played a ton of covers of this song on the show, but really wanted to hear this one. And I agree, it's a great rendition. Rihanna's Umbrella, which was a big hit, of course, last summer, and the cover started just crawling out of the woodwork. This version comes from a band called Mechanical Bride, and I really like the direction that they take it. Here's Mechanical Bride with Rihanna's Umbrella.
You have my heart. we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see fancy cars. And that's when you need me there. Together we'll always share.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. I gotta be down because I want it all. Started out with a kiss, I did it end up like this. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep. She's calling the cab and he's having a smoke. She's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick. It's all in my head, but she's touching his chest now. He takes off her dress now. Let me go. I just can't look. It's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy. Turning saints into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes, 'cause I'm Mr. Brightside. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. I got up and down because I want it all. I started out with a kiss, I did it end up like this. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep. She's calling the cab and he's having a smoke. She's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick. It's all in my head, but she's touching his chest now. He takes off her dress now. Let me go. And I just can't look, and it's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy, turning saints into the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my eager eyes, 'cause I'm Mr. Brightside.
New project by Ron Cardozone. That is Room for Type with their cover of The Killers' Mr. Brightside. And that was a suggestion by Dan in San Francisco. Excellent version there. The emotion that he just pours out in that song obviously really fits well with the lyrics. Great rendition there of Mr. Brightside, again by Room for Type from the 2007 self-titled album. Before that, Mechanical Bride from their MySpace page, a cover of Rihanna's Umbrella. Ella. That was a request by Jenny, who suggested it, and loved the darker version there, especially with the creepy carnival bells in the background. Really, really well done. Well, Tina is here in the studio for Musically Challenged, kind of hiding behind my new setup here with my monitor and keyboard, kind of blocking, or laptop monitor and laptop blocking the view. So I think she's over there. I can see the top.
I know
of her.
I can't see you. It's going to be hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you need to see me?
I don't know. know, because I need to interact with somebody.
Well, you can see a little bit of me, right?
Yeah.
You can see your eye through
I know, exactly.
through the opening there.
I can see your eye.
Hello. So Tina is joining me for Musically Challenged, a segment that we usually do on Sunday nights.
Yep.
Before we get into it, anything you want to say?
No, I'm tired.
All right. Yeah, it's been a busy weekend.
It has.
Yes, as they all have been lately. All right, let's get into this one. This one comes to us courtesy of the Southern California Hockey Cast. So who knows what they've got in store.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tina. This is Ted, Zoe, and Genevieve from the SoCal Hockey Cast, a podcast about all things hockey from a Southern Californian's perspective.
Wow.
Today's Musically Challenged is called the Hey episode. And hey, there's a theme which we're sure you'll figure out after the first song.
We're going to play five snippets of songs. Your job is to tell us the name of the song and the artist. Song number one.
Hey,
Jude.
Yep, bye.
The Beatles.
Okay, good. I was hoping.
Yay, I got the first one.
You get the idea now, right?
Right.
And yes, you're only going to hear the word hey, but it's usually such a distinctive hey. We're sure you'll still be able to figure out the song and artist. Without further ado, here's song number two.
Mm-hmm. That's by The Outcast.
The Outcast?
Or Outcast?
Yes.
But I don't... What's it called?
That's some of the rock and roll by The Outcast.
Okay, I don't know the name of the song.
It's called Hey Ya.
Hey Ya, okay.
Yes, Hey
Ya. Yeah. Okay.
Ready or not, here's song number three.
Oh, that's a good one.
By Queen?
Nope.
No?
Nope. It's an anthem. I mean, it's one of those rock anthems that you hear at sporting events, but...
I know.
You're thinking, We Will Rock You.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's not We Will Rock You.
Okay. I don't know. Who's it by?
That's Gary Glitter, and the song is called Rock and Roll Part 2.
Okay.
I've never heard Rock and Roll Part 1 by Gary Glitter.
Is there really one?
Well, yeah. There
have, okay.
Certainly should be. You don't really... You know, it'd be kind of lame to do a Part 2 of a song... without doing a part one. But you know, that reminds me, was there a White Wedding part one? Because the White Wedding you hear on the radio is also a part two.
Right. I don't know.
It'd be interesting to hear all those part ones.
It would.
It's like all the Another Brick in the Walls. There's a ton of those.
Yes.
Okay.
Continue.
Let's back on track.
Here's song number four.
Ooh, oh, I need that again.
I need that again too.
Here's song number four.
No clue.
Four. I'm drawing a blank on. That's a good one, though, because I'm sure we're going to kick ourselves when we hear which one that is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And here's song number five, the final one, and just a warning, it's a doozy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. I think I can jump right to...
And here's song number five, the final one, and just a warning, it's a doozy.
Mmm.
Oh, man. Obviously some female vocals there.
Yeah.
Is that We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, you can get off your feet. No, I don't know. All right, that's my
Hey,
week.
Mickey.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, a little Tony Basil.
Basil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and get to the answers.
Okay.
And now the answers.
By the way, I got to say, these guys did an incredible job here. They have the Musically Challenged they did it with chapters. So I can jump to any one of those and any of the answers and without having to scrub through the audio timeline.
That's very organized.
It's extremely organized.
Cool.
You guys, nice job, you guys.
This first song is, of course, Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't
As most fans know, it was a song written by Paul McCartney in 1968 to comfort Julian Lennon after his parents divorced. As an interesting note, it was the first single from the Beatles record label Apple Records and was number one on the American charts for 9 weeks. It's been covered by Elvis Presley, Ella Fitzgerald, The Grateful Dead, Wilson Pickett, Toots and the Maytals, and George Lynch from the Butchering the Beatles tribute album.
Song number two was Hey Ya. Written and produced by Andre 3000 for the 2003 Outkast double album Speaker Box. The Love Below, a top five hit. It's already been covered by artists like Obadiah Parker, Richard Cheese, J.D. Natasha, and Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra.
Song number three was Rock and Roll Part 2 by UK glam rocker Gary Glitter.
We're doing pretty good.
So far.
And then four and five.
One of Gary Glitter's first producers was George Martin of Beatles fame. This sports arena anthem, commonly called the Hey Song, reached the top 10 here in 1972 and has been covered by Tube Tops 2000, Time Rider 2, DJ Boo, and Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers.
That's a funny song to choose to cover, you know, because...
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
The fourth song was Hey Now by the Talking Heads from their 1986 True Stories album, which was released at the same time as David Byrne's movie of the same name. Interestingly, the True Stories album isn't considered a soundtrack album because it didn't include songs sung by the actors in the movie. I couldn't find a cover of this song, but there is a Milwaukee remix of it on the album Talking Heads Remixed.
I was going to say, I was actually expecting a Talking Heads track in here, but I was expecting And She Was, because that begins with David Byrne going, hey!
Oh, yeah!
That was the one I was going to try and Kreskin, but it never came up.
Interesting.
Yep.
The final challenge song was Hey Now, Everybody by They Might Be Giants. It's only a 5-second song and comes from the 1992 Apollo 18 album.
That's one of the fingertips songs.
Okay.
Might Be Giants. It's only a 5-second song and comes from the 1992 Apollo 18 album. Hey now, everybody, now, hey now, everybody, hey now, everybody, now. There are actually 21 songs in the fingertips medley, and they all range from 4 to 61 seconds. This might have been tough, but we figured that you'd still be able to guess this one because you're a big They Might Be Giants fan.
Yeah, why didn't you get it?
I don't know. I should have gotten it.
Yeah. You know, that's, hey.
Oh, very clever. I gotta say, I love the names Zoe and Genevieve.
I do, too.
Those were two just names that we would have probably had in our arsenal if we would have had a girl.
Well, I've been thinking about Zoe for my brother and Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tina's going to be an aunt again.
Yeah.
And Zoe's a good one to recommend.
I think they're having a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know.
Mm-hmm. You think? You suspect?
That's my guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
How do you do? We're guessing that Brian got 4 out of 5 and Tina got 3 out of 5.
We hope you enjoyed this musically challenged. For more information on the SoCal HockeyCast, please visit SoCalHockeyCast.com.
Thanks, Brian and Tina. We love CoverVille. Keep up the good work. Bye.
That's awesome. Very well produced, too. That's terrific job, and then the great, great theme, great execution, and great job with the chapters and everything in here. So nice job, everybody.
Oh yeah.
Three out of five. I think we're saying we both got, because you got that Gary Glitter one. You just couldn't pull out who the artist or the song title was. But nice job, Tina.
Thanks.
And thank you.
Likewise.
Well, thank you. And thank you for joining us for CoverVille. And thank you for listening to CoverVille. That is going to do it for this evening's show. If you want to get in touch with me, it's super, super easy. Well, it's easy if you have email, but if you're grabbing a podcast, I'm pretty sure you've got email. CoverVille@gmail.com is the email address. Maybe you don't have email. Maybe you have a phone. 206-222-COVER. Or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You'll find those at CoverVille.com. On the web. Where else? We got, let's see, this Thursday's cover story is going to be Harry Chapin. And then we've got a theme show on Tuesday night, which I don't have written down yet, but possibly reggae, possibly, yeah, just a ton of theme shows that I just need to assemble. So it's going to be something fun. We'll have something fun on there. In any case, stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.